Hello?
Jim, last week you said that you felt your guys got pushed around a little bit. Did you feel that happened today, or was it something else you think was going on?
Yeah, I didn't think we executed well enough in any area today. And I'm sure we'll see some good individual play, but you know, as the units go, you know, there might have been a kickoff return. Did a nice job, but offensively, thought the offensive line was good. Running game was good, okay. A passing game, turning the ball over too much, and we need better timing, better accuracy, and we got to get better. It's going to be an important week for us. This will be a big week. We need improvement. And we need to make decisions on who we're playing with. We're not gonna keep experimenting. We gotta tighten this down fast. Well, no, I'm it's off. It's off right now. There's it's definitely off in little correctable ways, and that's what I see. So I feel like we can get it correct. I think we need a great week, and we need to get better. But in all phases, we're just, it's a guy here or a guy there, and we're taking turns with it. Can't really pin it on one spot right now, but believe it'll be a big week for us, an important week to make strides.
Blaine Gabbert, Jim, just don't seem to be a lot of completions going on.
Well, I think right now, in terms of a backup quarterback, the simple is whoever doesn't turn the ball over. They're turning the ball over. All of them have. So there's nobody to elevate. Whoever doesn't turn the ball over will be the backup quarterback.
You go looking for another backup quarterback?
No, they're going to. We got good quarterbacks.
In terms of being off or out of sync, or however you want to describe it, how much of it do you describe to like call this, the new stadium and everything? Was it just a distraction or any of that?
No, I thought that worked good. I thought that everything worked good. With the stadium, with that phase went well.
Jim, I've heard coaches say in a one-sided preseason / exhibition game, they'd rather be on the losing side because then they can persuade their team they need more. If you win this thing 34-0, they start getting like, hey, we don't need anything. Is that true?
Oh, we need work. Yeah, we got work to do. There's no doubt about it. We need great work, and we need a great week. Well, there was. I mean, the throw was a deep ball that got intercepted. I think Quinton could have looked earlier, but we're off. It's that kind of off. Right now, it's just it's little and it's correctable, but it shows up. I mean, that's football. It punishes mistakes, it rewards execution and precision, and that's where we're off right now. We're not a precise team. Our precision isn't there right now, and we're being punished for mistakes.
How's Stevie Johnson?
No, not that I know of, no.
Is that the plan as far as those receivers to play them?
Yeah, they were. They didn't play a lot, but Stevie had a nice route where he got open, and we missed that throw. It wasn't the precision that you'd like to see. So that's where we need to improve. That's the difference right now.
Dawson miss kicks like that very often as a 49er. Do you think the new environment had anything to do with either one of those kicks?
I don't know that.
Do you think the turf was good? Were you satisfied with all that?
I was, yeah. I thought the turf was good. Might have been a spot here or there, but overall, very good.
Do you have any indication about how serious Ant Bumpay's concussion is?
No, not the level of it.
Anything else?
No, Carlos was good. Carlos is good. We brought him out of the game. No, but not for any physical reason.
Coach,
and he ran well. He hit a run in there where he really stuck it up in there. Thought he did a nice job. Thought Bruce Ellington had a heck of a good game. There's going to be things to point to. There'll be guys that play well individually. And sum it up again, team needs to be more precision in all phases.
Coach, was there any thought before the game about how close this was to being a Super Bowl rematch from last year, or how it could be won this year? Do you think of the Broncos in that kind of way?
Didn't think of that, no. Before the game, no.
What did you see from the inside linebackers, Borland and Will Hoyt?
I saw some good plays. Again, we'll look at it and look at it closely, and I think we'll see some good individual play. And I think we'll see just overall us playing, as units. Needs to be a heck of a lot more precise. And that'll that's why we gotta drill down now and see who we're playing with and see who can rise to the challenge this week.
And maybe in that vein, do you look at getting Justin and Patrick and some of your mainline guys who stand out into the game week three for sure?
I think it's on track for that, yeah. They practiced this week and we held them out, wanted to see another week of practice. Ian Williams is another example of that. But they're coming.
Broncos really challenge defenses with their pace on offense. I know you didn't have all of your guys together on defense, but how do you think the guys were out there fared against that challenge?
I mean, I didn't see us as a tired team. I just, how I feel about it.
All right.
I mean, he took his lumps in Jacksonville. I mean, do you see him being okay confidence-wise? Is that an issue with him?
No, I don't see that. I don't see that at all. He's a little bit like a little, even any quarterback. There's going to be good days, and there's the precision right now though is on the unit, and that's where I see it. I see it needing to get better. I'm just straight up honest with you. I'll put it on one guy, but that's what we're going to be attacking. So you'll know what our goal will be this week is the unit playing team offense, precise, no penalties, zero defects, and penalties and missed assignments, and we're off in that right now. We got some defects that way, so that's what we need to get better at. No, I think I've been pretty clear what I see.